Maybe that's part of the sense of my great, the great pressure that is upon my mind and my heart and my spirit. Pray for us, will you? And if you believe in what we're doing and want to be part of it, send that gift to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Go online to our website, saveus.org, and make your gift there. Can we get serious about this at every level of our lives? Can we?
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and we're going to be... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, with us on the line is Sandy Steinman. We're going to be with Sandy in just a moment. Hi, Sandy. How are we doing?
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. And why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself? We read about you, but they don't know who you are. Why don't you tell them what your concerns are?
Well, sure. Well, I'm a turnaround specialist. Perform business consulting services particularly for small businesses, which are in the need of these days. About 600,000 of them fail every year, and they make up about 3 million jobs. So it's a lot of pretty much shattered dreams, lives that are just gone. And so, you know, we try to help them. Came out of University of Miami, did my master's at Cox School at Southern Methodist in Dallas, and you know, I'm just the luckiest guy around. I get to do what I love to do. So I'm just a very blessed person.
All right, now then, do you help these companies to stay in business? Is that what you do?
That's what I do. And, I know there's higher callings than that, but it's an important, it's pretty important. It's amazing when you get to know these folks, you know, small business people they're truly all in. They finance their businesses with by mortgaging their houses, by maxing out their credit cards. If things go poorly for the business, it generally goes poorly for them. And, the interesting thing is it doesn't have to. The problem is, most of them are very good at whatever they do. I mean, let's say that they are an air conditioning technician who decide to go into business for themselves, or a plumber, or someone who is a metal worker. they know how to plumb or how to air condition or how to work metal, but they generally haven't the foggiest about how to operate and manage a business.
And
that's
so
where
that's
they run into trouble.
And so that's what you do, is you tell them how to manage the business?
I teach them how to manage the business. There's some amazing stories. And, I think in all the years I've been doing it, which are a lot of years, I think there's been one company that, you know, really was just too late to be able to turn them around because they just owed just a fortune in back taxes, and the government wasn't gonna wait for it.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess it's Sandy Steinman, and we're talking about certainly the economic problems that a lot of companies are going to be facing. Now, is that the major thing you were going to be talking about this evening?
No, I thought we'd talk a little bit about Detroit, and then we can.
All right,
talk
fine.
About
I think
rest.
That it's important to look at Detroit. I mean, this is just a city that is going into chaos, and a lot of other cities, I fear, are going to follow. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I guess it's Andy Steinman. We're talking about what's going on economically in our country. And because if you look and see what's happening, certainly Medicare and Medicaid are costing about $700 billion a year. Social Security is costing about Social Security disability together, about $700 billion a year. The military, about $600 billion a year. That's about $2 trillion. The government's only taking in about $2.4 trillion. All the rest of it they have to borrow just to keep their nose above water. We're in real trouble in cities like Detroit are in terrible problems because they have tremendous pension obligations they promised to pay. No money to pay it and no way to get that money. But Sandy, you tell us your view of what's going on in Detroit, and is what's going on in Detroit simply foreshadow what's going to be happening in many other major cities in America during the coming months and years?
Yep. And those cities are watching carefully to see what happens here. And, you know, it's so interesting because Detroit used to be a great city. I remember visiting it in the 1970s when my dad was running a group of stores there. And it was a wonderful place to be. Not so anymore. I'll tell you how I look at Detroit. I look at it just like I would a company. First thing I do when I go into a company that's struggling is I do what's called a physical exam. And in that, you kind of peel back all the layers and find out what's going on. Well, when you do that with Detroit, it's dark. Detroit has gone from 1.8 million people to just struggling to hold on to 700,000 today. They've dropped 25% in population just in the last 10 years. And obviously, you know, we know why. The jobs are gone. Detroit, unfortunately, has been living just like our federal government. Detroit's been living like they still had 1.8 million people because they still have 10,000 employees on the payroll. And they've been financing them with state-backed bonds. That's how they've been paying their payroll. So when the judge says, Detroit, you don't have to pay those bonds, the state of Michigan is going to have a problem. There's a domino effect here.
Basically, with the bonds, you're talking about Detroit bonds. Well, if Detroit doesn't pay their bonds, is the state of Michigan going to pick it up, or is it the people who invest in the bonds, or they're going to lose out? Who's going to lose out?
My understanding is the state of Michigan has backed those bonds. And so that means that they're going to have to pony up to pay for them. And, you know, and who's the state? The state's people. So something has to give.
And the thing is that the people certainly don't want to put out additional tax money, and they don't want to borrow additional money. And the problem is, so many of our communities are head over heels in debt. They're borrowing money to make their pension payments. They're borrowing money to make their other social welfare payments. And you can't keep living on borrowed money. And so many of our communities are doing just that, as well as the state and the federal government.
When is this whole thing? They've learned from the best. They learn from our federal government, of course.
So what's going to happen? Because this can't keep going on indefinitely. You can't keep going further and further in debt. It took us almost 200 years to develop $1 trillion in debt. Since 1980, of course, we've gone from $1 trillion in debt almost to $17 trillion in debt. In fact, we picked up an additional $5 trillion in debt in the last 5 years. But it took us 200 years to get $1 trillion in debt. Now we're doing it in 1 year, $1 trillion a year. Where is this all going to end?
It's very likely to end just like Detroit. Let's just a couple more things, then we'll start talking about how to, you know, it's a very painful fix, by the way. But just a couple more things that is just kind of let you know just how severe the problem is. A third of the homes in Detroit, and there's 140 square miles in Detroit, a third of the homes are either vacant or derelict. 18% unemployment. 60% of all Detroit's children live in poverty. 50% of the population in Detroit now is functionally illiterate. They have a major problem. And the cities that are watching them, cities like Cincinnati and Minneapolis and Portland and Santa Fe, these cities are all being reviewed currently for a credit downgrade. And it's all because of unfunded pensions and medical plans. And medical health care plans are big deals for cities. The Pew Charitable Trust did a survey, 61 major cities, and they found out they had enough money collectively to cover about three-quarters of the pension liabilities, but only 6% of the health care liabilities. The total difference between, listen to this, total difference between what the cities owed to retired employees and what was covered was $217 billion, with a B, dollars. Detroit, on its own, has $12.9 billion of unfunded pension and health care costs, and that's $18,428 per citizen. That's a load of money. So, you know, you got a very sick patient here. Now, what do they need to do? Well, they're going to do what they have to do in bankruptcy, in all likelihood. I guess my biggest fear is that the federal government intervenes and bails them out by printing more money. And I hope not, because I think that would start just a domino effect that it would just be unbelievable. But the first thing they have to do, just like any other company, is they've got to stop the bleeding. They're bleeding cash. And so there's got to be a resident adult there who says, okay, no deficit spending, no borrowing money. So they've got to figure out how much revenue they've got coming in, and it's sure not as much as they had coming in when they had nearly 2 million people. And it's not going to be a pretty picture. But they're going to have to decide how they're going to spend the money that they've got coming in. Obviously, police force first. Emergency services, fire department. There's really no room for a lot of social programs.
But actually, aren't a lot of these pensions certainly stipulated that they get the first, certainly, a share of the money? In other words, the pensions get the money before any other government services. And at least this is the way it is in many cities. And the unions insisted on this. And as a result, of course, there's no way that I can see that they're going to be able to afford the pensions and the police and the fire department, these essential services, which should have top priority. I think the laws are, in many of these cases, are made so that the essential priorities, essential services will come last.
Well, that's right. I started to say the good news, and there really is no good news. But the good news is that federal bankruptcy judges have a huge amount of power, and they can say, stop, this is insane. And they can say, these pensions cannot be paid. It's certainly not in full. And that's, can you imagine, Dr. Stan? Looking someone in the eye and saying, I know you worked for this for these years, but here's the truth. We don't have the money to pay you what we told you we were going to pay you. We told you we were going to pay you X, but we're only going to be able to pay you Y.
But of course, as you know, Sandy, the reason that the generous pensions were given was because of the unions. They demanded it. We'll shut down your city. We'll shut off everything. If you don't give us the money, the city politicians, many of whom are actually financed by the unions, went right along with it. But eventually the day of reckoning is coming, and that day of reckoning is coming now, because they're not going to have the money to pay the pensions and pay the essential city services. Would you agree?
Exactly. Oh, of course. And that's the deal. So this is the time that the unions will have to be broken in Detroit specifically. They just can't. It's not like there are options. Other than this horrible option of doing a bailout from the federal government, which does horrible things and just makes the federal problem.
But the tragedy is the federal government doesn't have the money. We're almost $17 trillion in debt. In fact, I think it's been almost 60 days when the federal deficit has not increased. It's been $16 trillion, $5 billion, something like that. It gets to $16,700 billion. Why, of course, then it's over. So they something, how they just checked hiding in October. They're going to have to massively increase the federal deficit. If they don't, there's just no way they can make, even keep up with the Medicare and Medicaid payments.
That's absolutely right. And can you, I mean, I just don't even want to think about what happens if that takes place. I'm not sure the people in the states are ready for that kind of a situation. But, you know, just, you know, to continue with Detroit, the next thing they have to do is 10,000 people on their workforce is an impossible number to maintain. And you can be sure that there's, you know, there's a fair amount of fat there. There always is. Give you an idea. Austin, Texas is a very healthy city financially. And they have one city employee for every 70 citizens.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Yes, sir. You bet.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927.
That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest, of course, is Sandy Steinman. We're talking about the current financial situation, certainly in Detroit and in our nation, basically. People have forgotten that the federal deficit in 1980, when Jimmy Carter was running for re-election, was $1 trillion, and Ronald Reagan severely criticized Jimmy Carter for actually, during his term in office, increasing the federal debt to $200 billion during his 4 years in office. Well, of course, certainly Ronald Reagan became president. He increased the debt $200 billion every year he was in office. When he left office, the federal deficit was $2.7 trillion. And then, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush came in, Jimmy Carter. By the time George W. Bush became president in 2001, why, the federal debt was about $5.7 trillion. It increased another $5 trillion. It was $10.7 trillion 8 years later when Barack Obama came in. And within 5 years, Barack Obama had increased the federal deficit $6 trillion. Today, it's $16.7 trillion, pretty much more than that. And, of course, it's just going to take off like a rocket from here on out. There's no better way to destroy a nation than, of course, financially, and America is going down financially. We're being destroyed not from without, but from within. And there's no way off this, not with all the benefits we have when we provide health, education, and welfare, and all these benefits for everybody. And sooner or later, the whole thing collapses. What a better way to destroy this nation, not from without, but from within. Go right ahead, Sandy.
Well, what you were just talking about with the debt, I mean, doesn't that put a whole different, I mean, you really understand what increasing exponentially means when you look at what's happening with the debt. That's absolutely right. It's almost like it has a life of its own now. So what has to happen, I started to say that a healthy city like Austin has one employee for every 70 citizens. Well, Detroit has exactly the same thing, one employee for every 70 citizens, but it's an unhealthy city. So they're going to have to dramatically reduce their headcount of employees, probably going to have to take it down by half, which is, I mean, it's tough. And those are 5,000 more people out of work. But the people who are left are going to have to shoulder a lot of work, and they're going to have to be just the most important people. They're going to have to be law enforcement and fire and again, essential services with just enough administrators to keep it together. And they're going to have to be paid. These people who are left are going to have to be paid differently. There's got to be some, because they're going to work like they've never worked before. And one of the things that I do when I go in and fix companies is we always establish things that are called pay for performance plans, and where everybody has very specific goals. And if they beat those goals, depending on the level they beat them by, there are bonus dollars out there for them, and yes, you may pay out some bonus dollars, but the plus to the company is always about 10 or 15 times more than you pay out in bonus dollars. So same thing's going to have to happen in Detroit. It's not business as usual anymore. The people that are left are going to have to do much more than they ever dreamed they could do. Obviously, we've talked about cutting the pension and retirement benefits. The bondholders, the ones that aren't backed by the state, are going to have to take a major haircut. They're not going to have a choice, and the judge is going to rule that way. He's going to say that yes, that's going to happen. And we've got to teach the leaders there how to create change. Change doesn't happen very easily. And it's very important that these change processes are done correctly, or they won't be lasting at all.
But of course, the unions aren't going to want to go along with this. The unions are not going to want to give up any of their pension benefits. They're not going to want to cut back on the number of people working. And so you're going to have threats of all sorts of strikes on the part of the government employees. They don't want to be laid off. And basically, of course, it's unfortunate, but certainly the whole thing is going to eventually be moving towards collapse. There's no way that you can keep putting out money. And certainly the reason that they have the massive pensions is the threat of strikes, and now, of course, these strikes are going to be coming. But there's no money. There's no way that there's enough money in Detroit or in many of these other cities. It's not simply Detroit, but many of the other cities are facing the same basic problem. What's going to happen?
Well, I believe, my sense is, that what's going to happen is...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You bet.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Sandy Steinman. Sandy, would you like to get out your telephone number, your website, and then we'll get on with this discussion, because basically I don't see how it can ever be solved. We have a massive debt. There's no way that certainly it can be paid for. And unless, of course, the unions are willing to take massive cuts in pensions, why, of course, this will keep going on. Hopefully the judges will move in and just tell these unfortunate government employees who got certainly their pensions by threats, why, that they're just not going to be there, and we're going to see a marked contraction in the economy. But why don't you get your information out, how people can get to you, and then you pick up the story.
Sure. Well, thank you so much. Sure. They can certainly go to my website at www.businessturnaroundguide.com. And they can certainly get my book, The Small Business Turnaround Guide, Take Your Business from Trouble to Triumph, which I need to send to Detroit because it's got the steps there to take care of themselves, just like any other company. And of course, I'm always available at Sandy at businessturnaroundguide.com. And to kind of start to wrap the story up with Detroit, because you were talking about, you know, the difficulty in getting the union to allow those cuts. I really believe the judge is going to not only allow it, the judge is going to demand it. And I believe he's going to void the union contracts. Not going to be very popular with union people, but federal bankruptcy judges aren't worried about being popular. They have lifetime appointments. And that was well thought out in advance. They really are not dependent upon anyone for their tenure. And I've seen them make some very, very hard decisions. This is going to be a hard decision, but that's what they're going to have to do. And if it's done right, Detroit can wind up being a model of how you recover from the type of insanity that's taken place over the last 20 years in the city. It might not be a bad model for the United States, although I don't have as much faith in that. But I think that everything we've talked about is doable. And one of the other things, by the way, that they have to do is they've got to go into what I call guerrilla collection mode. I promise you, there are millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars out there in taxes and fines and fees that have never been paid. And that would go a long way towards resolving some of these shortfalls that they have. And it's not business as usual. They've just got to get into this guerrilla collection mode. I can give you a quick example of guerrilla collection mode. I had a client, and I thought it was almost too late when I got involved with him. He was a neat guy. He played professional football. He ended his career, became an electrical contractor, which is what he went to school for, was electrical engineering. Had a nice company, got involved with a large national construction company, built schools all over the country. They owed him, and this is back about 12 years ago, so $750,000 was still quite a bit of money. And this man, he paid his bills, he paid his taxes. Suddenly he found that he was out of money. They had owed him this for over 90 days, and he wasn't big enough to carry $750,000, and he was really getting ready to close his doors. And he really didn't think there was anything to do. So I said, give me a chance. And I called the president of this large national construction company. Miraculously got through to him and introduced myself. And I said, just a courtesy call. I want you to know that tomorrow I'm going to hold a press conference. And we're going to announce that this poor minority ex-football player is going to have to close his doors and put 100 employees out on the street because this big company won't pay him money that they owed him for 90 days. And the president said he didn't know about it, and maybe he didn't, but he said, would you give me till tomorrow to put the press conference off for a day? I said, sure. He said, I promise I'll call you tomorrow. He called me the next day. We worked the deal out. He paid him over the next 3 weeks. He paid him $750,000 plus interest. And the guy's company kept going. Detroit is going to have to find ways to do the same thing to encourage people to pay these millions and millions of dollars that they've got out there that are owed that would go a long way towards helping solve their problems. all these things we talked about are just, they're just not business as usual. There's nothing business as usual about a situation as stark as Detroit. Well, and I'd like to tell you that, I'm sorry, go ahead, Doctor.
You go right ahead.
I'd like to tell you that, you know, this is rocket science, and, you know, and I'm so smart, you know, that I'm the only one who knows how to do this. But I promise you, it's not rocket science. It's just common sense.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But the problem that we have, certainly, basically is, of course, in some instances, we're dealing with companies involved in the free enterprise system. But certainly in the other instance where we have government, and government agencies are dominated by politicians, they're dominated certainly by unions, they're dominated by government employees who are used to be getting just about whatever they want to. I know some government employees certainly are kept on very low salaries, but some of them get fantastic salaries. Our university professors getting $400,000 or $500,000 a year simply for just for being there, being the figurehead. Unfortunately, certainly, when you're dealing with industry, on one hand, they have an obligation to take care of things. When you're dealing with government, it's politics, and of course, they are certainly working in conjunction with the local unions, pardon me, with the local newspapers. Many times they'll prolong an impossible situation. I agree with you. If you had an administrator that says this is the way that it is, why, things would get straightened out. But when you're dealing with government, they're inherently political, they're inherently corrupt. Certainly, there's no such thing as a reliable government, at least not in today's day and age when we've done away with moral foundations. I'm very concerned about so many of these cities all across the nation that have massive pension obligations, and there'll never be enough money to pay off those pension obligations. And all these people who think that they're going to be able to live comfortably after they retire from their job, I think are in for a big surprise. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. And don't forget, you've got to, along with pension obligations, you got to put, just assume you're talking about health care obligations too, because that's a very large number with cities today. And so, I mentioned earlier that only in this survey that was done, only 6% of health care obligations were funded, 94% unfunded. There's going to be some culture shock, and I don't believe there's with everything I know, there's no way around that, because you can't, it's physics. You can't create something out of nothing, and there's truly nothing to back these things up.
94% unemployed, 94% of the health care benefits unfunded. That's a frightening figure.
It is. And how could it possibly get funded? Tax increases. I don't see that happening. At some point, I assume you remember. I mean, I remember, and I'm not just one of these old guys who likes to live in the past. But I remember when health coverage, first of all, it wasn't a right, but a privilege, and it was designed to cover catastrophe. It wasn't designed to cover, every little ache and toenail and whatever. And today, these health plans that have been developed, starting with HMOs, in which the cities have all adopted, cover everything, and it is absolutely unaffordable. And I don't really want to move into the area of the quote affordable healthcare plan act, but because it's certainly not affordable, and it's driving. And I know you know this. It's driving companies away from providing healthcare.
And of course, what you're speaking of is Obamacare, and many basically. companies are forced to actually, if they have more than 50 employees, to be in Obamacare. So more and more companies are not going to have 50 full-time employees if they cut back their work time to less than 30 hours a week. Why, they don't have then to include them in this. And this is going to be so expensive, I think we're going to see actually a cut back in the availability of health care and more government regulation and more doctors dropping out because they don't have time to fill in all the paperwork and more doctors dropping out because the prices are going to be limited and their income is going to be limited. I really think that we're in for some very, very difficult times. I know doctors are already beginning to retire earlier than they would have simply because there's no way they can live with this new federal government program.
Absolutely. My doctor is a perfect example. Great doctor. And, you know, might be, gosh, seems young to me, but he's still probably between 45 and 50. And he's cut back 3 days a week. He's just, you know, and you know what? Would you go to school and come away with, you know, maybe $150,000 or more of debt under these kind of rules? I mean, there's just not the risk reward ratio doesn't work. It just doesn't compute. And so that's just another part of this whole equation that's driving the city problems is these outrageous healthcare plans that, you know, that some other people don't have and won't have, under Obamacare.
So what is the solution?
The solution is break the union stronghold on city. There's only one entity that can do that. That's bankruptcy court. We're going to see more than one city in bankruptcy. It's going to come, and it's going to change some people's lifestyle. But you know, it will. It's always difficult and painful. But the longer you wait to do it, the more difficult and painful it is. And it's got to be done right. You only have one bite at this particular apple. And it's so important that there be, you know, what I call a resident adult in charge. Now, Detroit has one. It's a consultant. I believe his name is Orr. And he is a resident adult of a turnaround specialist for cities. And he knows what needs to be done because the worst thing that could happen is they get through bankruptcy court and all these things that you and I have talked about come to pass. Unions broken, pensions are greatly diminished. It's now run much more like a business. And during this time that they're in bankruptcy, cities, companies develop a pretty big bankroll because they don't have to pay a lot of their debts. And I've seen some of them go back to their old ways as soon as they're out of bankruptcy, and before long they're in deep trouble again, and this time they can't recover. So someone's got to be sure that this bankruptcy is successful, that it stays in place, and that at the end of the day they continue to operate with some common sense and operate it like a business would operate. Way too many, I'm preaching to the choir.
But Sandy, the problem is we're not dealing with responsible people. We're not dealing with private industry. We're dealing with government agencies and politicians. And we're dealing with unions that certainly are really unconcerned what the ultimate outcome is. They're interested in their own salaries and their own benefits. They're really not interested in the workers, but they're going to use the workers. My concern is that, you know, if we move into a crisis situation, I'm not sure we have responsible people on either side handling this issue. Remember, many of our politicians are put in office by the very unions that they are supposedly negotiating with, which is why the cities have given these fabulous pensions and all sorts of health care benefits, knowing full well down the line, there's no way they're going to be paid for. And now we're coming to the day of reckoning. What are your thoughts?
Well, the thoughts are I'm not this big believer in everybody running to the bankruptcy court, but that's the one place that can provide shelter for the citizens of the city and do away with the union hold on the city across the country and do away, you know, and put in place, for lack of a better word, a manager or managers who are determined to operate it the way it should be operated and not as a little fiefdom to make the, you know, the politicians in that city wealthy.
Well, it's going to be a very, very interesting time. So basically, we're going to have to see what happens in Detroit, but aren't there a lot of other cities facing very, very similar problems?
Oh, and they're watching. I mean, Chicago's watching. They have a real cash shortage. Cincinnati's watching. Minneapolis is watching. Portland's watching. There's probably 15 or 20 fairly decent-sized cities that are looking at this, saying, is this, you know, is this what we're going to come to, and is this what it's going to take to correct the problem? Because, yeah, I mean, the problem didn't happen overnight. It's been a long time coming, and as you said, there's a day of reckoning. You can't keep doing this. But the only, you know, Detroit just finally, you know, declared bankruptcy because they didn't have any place else to go. It was done. No one else was going to bail them out. And I'm sure, by the way, that there were conversations at the highest level in the federal government of bailing Detroit out. And, you know,
But the trouble is the federal government doesn't have the money either. The federal government's
going
all behind
them. They can print more money.
Right.
They've been known to do that. But I don't believe they are. I don't think that's going to happen because that would be the old, I think that would start a chain of events that would just be, because it wouldn't, then they wouldn't have to just bail out Detroit. They'd have to bail out these other 15 or 20 cities.
Okay, fine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience, I think that Sandy is absolutely correct. We're on the verge of some very, very serious problems. It's going to be interesting to see whether the bankruptcy courts can solve the problem or simply compound it. And Sandy, what sort of response is going to be from the workers? We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we hope you enjoyed our guest talking about the problems in Detroit. But, Chris, I think that there may be other problems. I think there really are people who want to bankrupt our nation, and they're working behind the scenes. Basically, they want to change America. They want to lower our living standards. This is all part of Agenda 21. And if you haven't actually heard my talk on Agenda 21, we actually have my talk. It's called Agenda 21, the covert plan. We have another talk by Michael Shaw, who's the world's leading expert on Agenda 21. It's called Agenda 21, The Wretching Transformation of America. And both of these talks, DVDs, are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I would simply mention that the conference about a week and a half ago, I gave this talk, and we got a standing ovation for it. We called it the secret agenda, but it was basically Agenda 21, the talk that we've given, and it's available to you. We suggest you get it. You'll learn a lot about what's really going on. And then, of course, we want to mention that if you have your children or grandchildren in public schools and you care about them, get them out. And the easiest way to do that is to get yourself a Robinson homeschool curriculum. They're only $195, and that'll take you for the whole 12 years. Everything is there that you need other than the math textbooks. And if you need more information, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And just to ask us, we'll give you a call back. We'll actually have details on how the system works up on our website, hopefully by tomorrow. But we certainly recommend this to you. The Robinson homeschool curriculum, we have to get our kids out of government schools. We can't afford to let them take advantage of our children and destroy their faith in God and in family and country. And that is the purpose of public education. It's not to educate our children, because if they were trying to, they're making an awful mess of it. When our children graduate from college and they are tested with children from about 20 other nations, I think we're 19 down the line. We're behind Latvia and Lithuania and so many other nations, and basically because they're intentionally dumbing down our children. And then, of course, they're also under the influence of the sodium fluoride and the mercury and the vaccines and the fluoride and the water and the aluminum that's in the air we're breathing. And basically, our children are being systematically poisoned. And they know exactly what they're doing. They don't want the parents to know. There would be a tremendous outcry if people knew that we were poisoning the children. But if you haven't heard my talk on fluoride, the hidden agenda, and gotten the syllabus that goes with it, basically the vast majority of the scientists working for the FDA, for the Federal Drug Administration, know that fluoride is harmful, and they've actually put together an organization to try to reach the people. But because the media is controlled, you're not going to get the information. If you doubt that the media is controlled, you need to get the book, The New Media Bypass. That's The New Media Bypass. We recommend it strongly. If you want to know how they're poisoning our food of GMOs, why certainly genetically modified food, you need to get the 4-CD set we have on genetically modified food. And we carry two books by Jeffrey Smith. If you want to know how they're poisoning 14,000 products with aspartame, you need to get our DVD on aspartame, and we have a 4-CD set on aspartame, and we have books on aspartame. You need to get this information, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to help us get it out across America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We give serious consideration to getting the Robinson homeschool curriculum for your children, your grandchildren. They don't stand a chance in public schools. They'll destroy their faith in God and family and country, and they know exactly what they're doing. So remember, once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs. Certainly 24 hours a day archive, 4 hours live every single day, 5 days a week. And then we ask you to pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. I will be back in shortly with another fascinating program.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Kennedy, and William Kennedy's an investigative reporter, written a number of books on satanic crimes, and we have not his books, now he's written other books on masonry, and basically I don't think we carry any more of those, but we do carry his book on satanic crimes, and it's always a pleasure to have William with us. Hi, William, how are we doing tonight?
Very good, Dr. Stan. It's always great to be on Radio Liberty.
Well, tell me, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, Pope Francis has made some very bizarre comments.
Well, let me just comment that William is a Catholic. He's been a lifelong Catholic. But, of course, he has some differences with the leaders of the Catholic Church who seem to have a different view of the Christian faith than the traditional popes. Would you go right ahead?
Oh, sure. I mean, I am a lifelong Catholic, and I'm not Catholic bashing. I'm just making observations about my church that are being reported in the mainstream media. That's all I'm doing. I'm just re-reporting what's been said. And Pope Francis, who was just recently made Pope, he's a Jesuit. He has 3 earned PhDs. Very smart man. Now, on his recent trip to Rio in Brazil, it was a very bizarre series of events unfolded. First of all, he downplayed his security. He didn't ride in the Popemobile, which is a bulletproof encasement that the former popes used to ride in to avoid being shot. He also lessened his security, and he ordered his guards to, like, drive into dangerous places and situations, which made it a living hell for the Rio de Janeiro police down there. Now, that behavior was very odd, but his statements he made while he was down in Brazil are very, very disturbing. He said he wants trouble in the diocese. A diocese is a collection of Catholic churches that is run by a bishop. And he wants trouble in the diocese. He wants young people to occupy their diocese, so he's using the language of the Occupy Wall Street.
But what does he want them to do? I mean, what sort of changes is he trying to get in the Catholic diocese?
That's the problem, Dr. Stan. He's using words like make a mess, make trouble, occupy, and he's not he didn't define what he meant by those things. He even said he wanted chaos in the church, and he's been dubbed the chaos pope by the media. Now, he's an intelligent man. You know, he has, like I said, he has three earned PhDs, and you don't go from being a lower middle class person from Latin America to the leader of over 1 billion people in a church by being stupid or being humble.
All right, fine. So why is he doing what he's doing?
I'm trying to clear this up myself. I don't exactly know at this juncture. All I do know is the language that he used is very dangerous for someone as powerful as he is if people take what he says the wrong way.
Well, he's asking for the young people to be demonstrating in the individual diocese. But what do they intend to accomplish with their demonstrations?
Well, that's the thing. He didn't define any of it. He just gave very open-ended pronouncements.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with William Kennedy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Sir William Kennedy, a Catholic, lifelong Catholic. But he's commenting that the new Pope has made a number of very interesting statements calling for young people to be involved in dissent in the bishops, certainly in the diocese, to even certainly take a militant stand and to create chaos. Why would he create chaos? Why would they want to create chaos in the diocese? And what is he calling on the young people to do to actually try to change? And just as William has said, he doesn't know, the Pope has not said what he wants to change. It seems he just wants change. But go right ahead.
Well, he just seems to be stirring up trouble and not defining his terms. And that's what I find upsetting about it. And just for people out there who don't realize it, the Catholic Church is 55% of all Christians. It has over 1 billion members. It's the largest single organization in the world, and it's the most globally expansive. It goes to more countries than the United Nations or the World Health Organization. So it has over 1 billion people in every corner of the world where there are people, the Catholic Church is represented. And when you are the leader of over 1 billion people, you have to be careful what you say and how you say it, because out of 1 billion people, if 10% of them take what you say the wrong way, 100 million people, if they hear things like make a mess, make trouble, they may take that as a call for physical violence within the diocese against priests and bishops and things. That's the problem I have with it. You can't make pronouncements without defining them. And Pope Francis knows this well. He's a Jesuit. They're like the smartest people in the Roman Catholic Church and probably the most highly trained clergy in Christianity. I mean, it's very difficult to become a Jesuit. So there's nothing naive or innocent or humble about, talking about making a mess. He also said another bizarre comment about gay priests and gay people. You know, if they're looking for God, who is he to judge them? Well, he's the Pope of Rome. He's the Bishop of Rome. He's the moral and ethical voice of over 1 billion Christians, and it is his job, duty, and obligation to make moral judgments and ethical statements about behavior.
And that basically, Chris, what you're doing is quoting the Pope, who said, talking about gay priests, I'm not the person to judge them. I'm not to judge them. Well, basically, it's not a matter of judging them, but basically God has said that homosexuality is wrong. And basically what you want to do is counsel them that what they're doing is wrong, and they should try to correct that, because that is not what the Pope says. That's what God says. And of course, the Pope is God's, at least theoretically, God's representative on earth. And the fact that God's representative will not judge, and has said, I will not judge the gay priest, that is rather frightening to me.
Oh, it's extremely disturbing in that it's his job. And remember, we call ourselves a Judeo-Christian Greco-Roman civilization. That's what, when they say Western civilization, that's what they're referring to. And a big part of what formed our Western culture is the Roman Catholic Church. And there were always people who, from day one of Christianity, there were different Christians who had different ideas about what Christianity was and what Jesus represented. And the big thing came in 325 AD when Constantine made Christianity the official religion of the Roman Empire. He held a council of bishops in Nicaea, and they had what's called the Nicene Creed, which even most of what's stated in the Nicene Creed, both Catholics and Protestants agree with. And that is our common heritage and our common lineage, whatever denomination of Christianity you have. Now, the differences between Catholics and Protestants, I don't get into that. You know, John Ankerberg has a lot of good information on that. But most of the things, the differences are very fringe things like devotion to saints and the Virgin Mary. But those are not necessarily obligatory things to do in the Catholic Church. Jesus Christ is still the center of it, accepting Jesus Christ as God, who came to earth as a form to redeem humanity. That is at the central core of all Christianity. And if you don't have that, it doesn't really matter what denomination you belong to. You're not really Christian. And, you know, people who question the divinity of Christ or, you know, have no fear of Christ, they're really not Christian in the way the founders like St. Paul and St. Peter intended for the church to be. So this is very important, not just for Roman Catholics, but for all Christians, because you have to remember, too, to the other, you know, the five or six billion people on this planet, when they think of Christianity, they think of the Pope. That is the person they think of. They don't think of Billy Graham, and they don't think of the Archbishop of Canterbury, and they don't think of, like, Desmond Tutu. They think of the Pope of Rome as being the representative of Christianity. And, you know, they understand there are other denominations, but the core, they still see the Catholic Church as the core of Christianity. So when the Pope makes statements like he made it down in Brazil, it has ramifications for all denominations of Christianity. And I fear, it terrifies me when he uses these open-ended statements like make a mess in your diocese, occupy your diocese, and then doesn't clearly define what he means. Is he talking about revolution, physical violence? Is he talking about peaceful protesting? You know, he hasn't defined his terms. And anyone in any position like his, who's that powerful, must define what they say and not make open-ended statements as he did. Because, like I say, even if, you know, out of a billion Catholics, let's say only 50 million of them worldwide took it the wrong way and started rioting, it could destroy the world's economy. You know, if a certain amount of Catholics in every major world capital were to, like, cause all sorts of trouble, you could bring literally anarchy or chaos to the whole planet. And I'm really not exaggerating, and people should go on Google and type in Pope Francis trouble mess, and you'll see all of the articles from the mainstream media, and they're dubbing him the chaos pope already. Now, some of the things he's come up with, he's trying to fix the Vatican Bank, which has been corrupt since 1832 when they started to collect interest. The Vatican Bank has been corrupt, since then. After the Napoleonic Wars, what happened is the Rothschild family became the primary bankers in Europe. And for the Vatican to be able to move their money internationally, they had to start charging interest at the same rates the Rothschild family were doing. If they didn't, they would be unable to move their funds worldwide. And even by then, they were a worldwide organization with the Spanish Empire. So he is trying to clean up the Vatican Bank, which has been laundering mafia money and drug lord cocaine money through its bank, which is located in the Vatican, which is the smallest country on earth. It's a monarchy, and the Pope is the absolute ruler of Vatican City, which is, you know, I think it's 1 square mile with the Sistine Chapel and all that. But I'm glad he's at least pointing out that the Vatican Bank is still incredibly corrupt. That's an important thing for him to do. But he's saying that, and then he's also attacking free market capitalism, which he's blaming for all the world's problems. It's not free market capitalism that causes all the world's problems. It's corrupt international bankers like the Vatican Bank that are causing all the trouble. Free enterprise capitalists are, you know, they're what make the world run. It's corrupt bankers who cause things like the student loan crisis and the housing bubble of 2008. That was bankers lending people money that they knew that these people couldn't pay back. They took commissions for lending them the money. And then when all these people defaulted, they expected the U.S. federal government to bail them out. The same thing is happening now in China. It's bankers who are causing the problem, not free market capitalists. Classical free market capitalism, as defined by Adam Smith, has what is known as moral sentiment at its core, which is Christian ethics. What these bankers are doing, there's nothing ethical, moral, or even legal about them, and no one holds them to task for it. So the Pope, there again, he's making contradictory statements. He's attacking free market capitalism, but also pointing out that his own Vatican Bank is part of this corrupt international system.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly the Catholic Church is one of the most powerful geopolitical forces in the world today. But it's not simply a geopolitical or religious political. It is also a financial source. I mean, the Vatican Bank is one of the largest, and some people have said they even control up to a quarter of the assets of the world. I don't know if that's accurate. Have you heard that? How much do they hold in the way of assets?
From a quarter of the world's assets. What the Vatican controls is one quarter of the world's gold supply. All of the gold in the world is the size of a football field.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Kennedy. We're certainly talking about the Vatican. We're talking about the fact that the Vatican Bank is one of the most wealthy organizations in the world, controlling about a quarter of the world's gold supply. I knew it was very, very wealthy. And here's this little tiny country with a few, maybe less than 1,000 members there. The Vatican, and yet their bank, of course, is one of the most wealthy institutions in the entire world. And basically, there are some dark, sinister spiritual forces at work here. We know that there was a satanic group within the Vatican that was working very closely with the Nazis, helped them to form, helped them to finance, helped them to escape to South America. Of course, they were working along with the CIA and MI6. There seems to be these forces, these more or less invisible forces, working behind the scenes that most people don't understand. But of course, our claim and our belief is that they're powerful spiritual forces working at the highest levels of the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, and our subversive element within our government that is using the wealth and power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, and that the financial and military power of the United States is being used today to establish this one-world satanic government for the coming Antichrist. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'll relay an interesting story to you about the Vatican Bank. I don't believe anyone out there has heard. I was actually friends with Vittorio Mussolini, who was Benito Mussolini's oldest son, who died in the mid-90s. I knew him in the early 80s. I met him in Los Angeles. He was a film producer. He was never charged with any war crimes. He was kind of seen as a buffoon. But he was with his father, Benito Mussolini. He was his personal aide. And here's how the Vatican Bank became the most powerful institution in the world. In 1929, Mussolini signed an accord with the Vatican, making Roman Catholicism the official religion of the new Roman Empire, the fascist empire he was forming. The King of Italy also signed this accord, and what they did to compensate the Vatican for lands that were taken away from them by the Royal House of Savoy about 50 years before 1929, they gave the Vatican 10 billion lira in government bonds. And what the Pope did is he double-crossed Mussolini. And Vittorio Mussolini told me this when I had dinner with him in 1984. What had happened is they signed, a few days before they signed this accord, the Lateran Accord, the Pope made one final change in the documentation. It said that 10 billion lira in government bonds could be cashed at any international bank for any legal tender. In other words, if they wanted to take that 10 billion lira and cash it in for Mexican pesos or American dollars, they could do so. Now, a few years after that, Mussolini tried to undermine the Catholic Church by closing down all of the Catholic youth organizations and converting them to fascist groups. And what the Pope said was, if you do that, what you don't realize, when you gave us those 10 billion lira in bonds, we can now cash that at this new bank called the Bureau of International Settlements in Switzerland, which had just been set up in 1930 so that Germany could pay France its war reparations. But what they said is Mussolini didn't realize that this new bank, the Bureau of International Settlements, could be used for his bonds. And that gave the Pope the power to bankrupt Mussolini's fascist government. And Mussolini, when he found out about this, he told the fascist council, and he said, the man who did this, who played this trick on us, is secretly running the world. And names like Roosevelt and Mussolini and Hitler and Stalin and Hirohito are meaningless. This, whoever thought this plan up, we have to find out who he is, because he's our teacher. He taught us a lesson. We're his pupils. And Mussolini's had spies in the Vatican, and they came back and reported to him that who advised the Pope to do this was an American banker named Joseph P. Kennedy, who was President Kennedy's father. And what happened at that juncture, basically Joseph P. Kennedy, by doing this, made the Bureau of International Settlements and the Vatican Bank the two most powerful central banks in the world, because they held the most gold.
And hold the thought.
Sure.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is just saying that he actually talked to Benito Mussolini's son, who told him how the Vatican had outsmarted Benito Mussolini. Mussolini had actually tried to undermine the Catholic Church by taking their boys' clubs and converting them to pastor clubs. And so the Vatican, in retaliation, simply cashed in the $10 billion.
They didn't do it.
Oh, they didn't do it.
They used it as a threat against them.
Okay, how did the Vatican then get all the gold that they had?
Okay, they already had a lot of gold, and they had always had a lot of ornamental gold. Okay. Now, after the war, the German Nazis took the gold that they had stolen from countries they conquered, like Poland and Czechoslovakia. They cashed out their gold at the Bureau of International Settlements. Switzerland was neutral, and they gave it to the Vatican so the Vatican would give them fake passports so they could escape to Spain and Argentina primarily.
So, of course, some of that Nazi gold was actually taken over by the new German government, transferred to the United States, where it was held, and it still is being held by the Fed. I don't know how much it is, but it's a fairly substantial amount of gold. I suspect it's the same gold that the Nazis stole or the Germans stole from their countries they conquered during the Second World War. But I know that the United States government is holding, or Fed is holding, a great deal of German gold, which they said, well, we'll give it back to you in 7 years. So there's so some of it ended up here as well.
Oh, some of it did. They got mostly the SS officers got what they could out. You know, they couldn't get all the gold, but they got a considerable amount in order to bribe the Vatican into giving them safe passage to fascist countries, mostly Spain and Argentina, as I said. And I also want to say, Vittorio Mussolini, on a personal level, I actually liked him. And he, you know, denounced a lot of his father's policies against Jews. And, you know, he was overweight. He was seen as a buffoon. So he was kind of a harmless person, but he was a fly in the wall to history. And, you know, some of the things he said, for example, in 1938, Mussolini was behind signing the peace accord between Russia, Britain, and Germany because he knew fascism had failed. He said, fascism will die with me. We lost the fascist cause back when 1929 when we signed that deal with the Vatican. So there's no point in even fighting with the democracies or the communist countries because they've already won. Now, when Hitler started World War II and invaded Poland, Mussolini was actually infuriated. And what he said to Hitler was, you know, now we have to fight a war that we lost in 1929. You know, so when you actually hear Mussolini's son giving you the inside story, it's very different from the perceptions you'll get remember, the winners write history. And, Mussolini, he did that peace. He thought fascism was finished. He thought the Western powers had won, and he never wanted World War II. And Hitler didn't even inform him when he was going to invade Poland. Mussolini found out when he heard it on the radio. They didn't even bother to tell him. And, you know, I'm not pro Benito Mussolini. Don't get me wrong. He made a lot of horrible mistakes. But, you know, people don't look at both sides of it. Like Joseph P. Kennedy kind of undermined fascism. And Vittorio told me that Benito Mussolini was always terrified of Joseph P. Kennedy when they made him ambassador to Great Britain. He didn't like him in Europe. And when he got fired in 1939 for allegedly making pro-fascist statements, Mussolini said, that's a big lie. He's not pro-fascist. Joseph P. Kennedy destroyed our fascist economy. And he's going back to, he told his son that he was, Joseph P. Kennedy was going back to the United States. He deliberately got himself fired so he could go over and either run for president, or Benito Mussolini suspected that he might overthrow Roosevelt in some kind of coup. So it's, when you hear the other side of it, some interesting facts certainly emerge.
Well, listen, before we go on, would you like to get your telephone number out, your website, so people could know where to get your material?
Oh, sure. I don't have a telephone number, but people can go to williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com, and they can read. There's a lot of free material there, and they can order my book, Satanic Crime, at Radio Liberty, and there's a four-tape special. You get my book and four interviews we did on satanic crime, and that's at radioliberty.com. That's where to get my material.
And basically, of course, if you go to William's website, you'll find all sorts of videos and all sorts of information there going into the background of this world satanic movement. It's not imaginary. It's very real. And William has some of the finest material you'll find anywhere on that field. Would you agree?
Oh, I've been working on it since 1994, and I work on it every day. I stopped counting when I had, the last time I counted, I had over 2,000 free links to videos on a wide variety of subjects, including occult history, Satanism, witchcraft and sorcery, lost civilizations, really interesting topics. And, you know, it's a massive site, and the vast majority of the material is free for everyone to learn from, and I'm very happy to share it with people. It's like a big project. That's williamhkennedy.com, and just check out the free stuff. It's a lot of fun.
And of course, we do carry William's excellent book, Satanic Crimes, and then we have a four CD set, Satanic Crimes, that has actually 2 hours of interviews with William and 2 hours of interviews with other people who've studied this world satanic movement. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not imaginary. It's very real. And of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, because there we give you the statements made by the Satanists. They're not imaginary. They're real. And they're in very, very powerful positions, both politically and financially throughout the world. But go right ahead, William.
Oh, sure, Dr. Stan. And just to let people know, you really have to use a lot of critical analysis when you study history. You know, ask questions, see if the sources are true. You never hear, for example, Benito Mussolini's side of the story. You don't get the whole story. You just hear he was an evil dictator. But you don't hear about the evils that the Western powers did. And you don't hear about the evil things the CIA did, recruiting SS officers and things of that nature, and how they, you know, more or less protected much of the Nazi infrastructure and allowed them to escape Europe, the most vicious of the people who ran the concentration camps and such things. The United States deliberately let them go, or even recruited some of them to work for the government. And what they said is, well, we've denazified them, which meant they just said to them, look, you're not Nazis anymore. You work for us. That's how they denazified them. The Nazi party was finished. They said, you work for us now. So there was no like great ideological shift that these people had when it's not like they embraced American democracy. They were actually forced to work for the CIA. They had no choice.
But of course, the whole rationale was, well, basically, we were going to hire these guys. Maybe we didn't like them, but we needed their knowledge and understanding to help us fight the communists. That really sounded pretty good, and I have to admit that for a time I really believed that, until I found out that we were also funding the communists, as we always do. We always fund the best enemy and money could buy, just like we're funding the international terrorist movement today, just like we funded the Nazis in the years leading up to the Second World War. And if you haven't read the books, certainly America's a secret Nazi plan, Well, you need to get that America's Secret Nazi Plan. Goes into the background of the funding of the Nazi movement by American corporations and banks. That's covered also in The Power Elite and The Secret Nazi Plan by Dr. Cuddy, and Sidney Wall Street and The Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton. All of these books actively suppressed here in America, because the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that we've funded the best enemies money could buy. And that's exactly what we're doing today with the World Terrorist Movement. And now the government has to listen to all of our telephone calls to protect us from those wicked terrorists who want to take away our freedom. So we give up all of our freedom to the establishment to protect us from the terrorists who've been funded since their inception by certainly our own leaders. And of course, they were listening to our telephone calls long before this. If you don't believe that, go up on the internet and look up Project Echelon, 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 long before we ever had a terrorist threat. They were still listening to and recording our telephone calls, but the average American must never understand that. We must think that now, of course, we're closing our embassies all over the Near East and the Middle East because of the terrible threat of terrorism, but nobody ever mentions we're funding these very terrorists we're so frightened of. Go right ahead, William.
Well, those are all certainly very important points that you made, Dr. Stan, and the crisis we're facing in the world is if there isn't major changes to end war and famine, billions of people are going to die on this planet within the next 50 to 100 years. And I'm talking billions and billions of people. We do have the science and technology to feed everyone on this planet. You know, they can grow food in the ocean. They even have a plan they can build space stations and grow food in outer space, but they're not enacting any of these plans because they're hoping that billions of people actually die in the next 50 or 100 years or so. They feel that we might be able to sustain 500 million to a billion people only, and they want to get rid of about 6 or 7 billion of us on this planet who they have basically deemed worthless eaters, which was a Henry Kissinger expression he used to use for people who he felt weren't productive towards his view of the world economy. So unless drastic, the two things that are plaguing humanity that will cause these billions of deaths are war and famine, and the people on top of our economic and political pyramid aren't doing anything to stop war and famine. They are actually encouraging it. And that if that doesn't radically change very quickly, the next 50 or 100 years for the human race will make the last, 2,000 years seem like a trip to Disneyland. There'll be billions of people dead from, as I say, war and famine, the two great plagues that will destroy us. I don't know any government or any world leader or economic leader who is doing anything to stop it. That, from what I can see, they are only trying to encourage war and famine on a massive scale. And it's just a very frightening thing. And people are, especially Americans and people in the West, they're just oblivious to the fact, we've all been to a certain extent hypnotized by television and the internet and sports and entertainment. And we're not looking at the hard facts about our planet. Now, I have nothing against watching a ball game or going to a movie. I do those things myself. But they shouldn't be the ultimate concern of people when the world is in such a horrible crisis that they're not even aware of it. Well, if things keep going like this, there'll be no more ball games, and there'll be no more movies, and there'll be no more food at your corner store, because the useless eaters that they want to destroy just aren't in the third world, Africa and Latin America. They're here in the United States as well, and they want to get rid of the useless eaters or unproductive people here first.
Well, if I could just comment, Sydney, what William is saying really sounds pretty far out, but the trouble is, it's true. And if you doubt that, simply go to your search engine on your computer and type in population control agenda. Population control agenda, you can put my name or Radio Liberty there, but pull it down, it's about 12 pages. Pull it down and read it through from beginning to end, and you will be shocked. And this is something I wrote a decade ago. I could update it. There's so much more information. But they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world by war, by famine, and by disease. They know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, if you suddenly then read the scriptures, you'll find that our Lord told us exactly the same thing, and that these things are going to come about by war and by famine and disease. And basically, they do intend to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. And this says, if people say, who in their right mind would want to do that? And the answer is nobody. Nobody in their right mind. We're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who create phony terrorist threats, who actually took down the Twin Towers because they wanted an excuse to go to war. And all you need to do is watch the Twin Towers come down a few times on television, and suddenly you'll see that this is a controlled demolition. How they did it, I don't know, but we do know that they did it. And basically watch the explosions there that generate all that dust. That is it. They simply vaporize the cement. Not only that, but they vaporize 1,000 bodies. They've never found 1,000 of the people who perished in the Twin Towers because they vaporized their bodies. And then, ladies and gentlemen, if you really watch Building 7 come down, typical controlled demolition, middle of the roof goes down first, then the base of the building goes down. Typical controlled demolition, Building 7, watch it. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, there's a wonderful book people should read called Psychopaths Among Us by Robert Hertz, who is a Canadian PhD. And what he did is he did a study of crazy psychopathic people like I write about, like Charles Manson and Richard Ramirez, you know, these serial killer murderers. And what he noted in this book is that these serial killers, what they all had in common is they had a demented plan by which they would kill millions of people and take over the world. Charles Manson had this thing, Helter Skelter, where he wanted to spark a race war where the vast majority of the world's population would be destroyed and he would be made king of the world. And what this book, Psychopaths Among Us, what this fellow concluded, this Dr. Hertz, is that when you look at people like Charles Manson and Richard Ramirez, they're actually failed psychopaths in the sense that they never fulfilled their complete destiny of taking over the world and killing millions of people. They only killed a relative few before they got thrown in prison. And then he said, the only other people who think like they do are successful psychopaths, and that would be people like Hitler and Mussolini and Joseph Stalin.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and we hope you enjoyed our conversation with William Kennedy. Basically, of course, he mentioned that Mao had killed probably 25 million people. He killed a lot more than that. Well, go over to your search engine and type in Great Hunger, the Great Hunger, and you'll find out about this planned program of starvation in China between 1958 and 1962, where they actually killed somewhere between 41 and 44 million people, 41 to 44 million people in Sydney. The fellow who runs the Population Research Institute has told me personally, Stephen Mosier, told me that they had actually checked the facts, checked the Chinese records, and they killed actually close to 44 million people. They starved them to death over this four-year period, and yet you're never going to hear this sort of thing. Let me suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that you get our four CD set on population control, that you get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. That's Agenda 21, the covert plan. And my talk on population control, the secret agenda. Now that's three CD. There's one four CD set, and then there's two CDs. We suggest you get these, and you then begin to understand what is really going on. We have an excellent four tape set on population control. We have so much information. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs there 4 hours a day, live 24 hours a day, archived, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can read our newsletters, where you can actually read so many of our publications. Simply go to radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us finance what we do, which is reaching out across America every day, trying to get people to understand what's going on. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day. It's an expensive proposition to buy time on radio stations, but if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we hope you want to join the Radio Liberty family. You can also remember that as 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. And we used that telephone number when we were trying to fight the AIDS epidemic and trying to insist that they use standard and effective public health measures to save human lives. Well, we failed. They killed almost 600,000 people in America. There's between 1 million and 1.5 million who are infected today. And Sydney, and most of them are going to die. It's only a matter of time. And basically, it's because we steadfastly were blocked in our effort to use the same standard and effective public health measures to control the HIV disease that, of course, we utilized to stop the spread of syphilis. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it is available through our website. However, you'll have to understand that when I wrote that book, I knew that we were not doing what was right to stop its spread, but I didn't understand this was actually a manufactured disease. It was manufactured, certainly, by a biological warfare secret organization here in America. And we know this because one of the people who worked on it went to see Gary Glum. And Dr. Gary Glum wrote a book called Full Disclosure, and you can buy it up on the internet for about $100. Full Disclosure, we have a copy, we've read it, and certainly they created this disease primarily to kill blacks, which is why in Africa today, in the areas where they disseminated this disease, almost 25% of the adult population is HIV infected, and probably down the line they're all going to die. We're up against organized evil. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, of course, is RadioLiberty.com. And we hope you can join the Radio Liberty family and join in this epic struggle.
For the last several years, hundreds of citizens have gone out to these hearings on the plan and have raised very substantive, legitimate concerns about the plan, and their concerns have been completely ignored. It has made no difference.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices.
What I fear is we are going to see our small town characters irreversibly changed as a result of these plans that none of us had a voice in. None of us really had a say.
They submitted extensive comments explaining what was wrong with the plan, why it wasn't needed, and why their alternative was actually better. And the agency didn't really take that seriously. Basically, they had already made up their minds, and they stuck to it, and they dismissed what the Bay Area citizens were saying, you know, almost out of hand. We're representing the Bay Area Citizens, a public interest nonprofit group from the Bay Area that represents the interest of the people of the Bay Area and wants to see them have good government and live the way they want. We've recently filed a case on behalf of them under the California Environmental Quality Act, challenging the way the agencies adopted Plan Bay Area and their decision to basically ignore what the Bay Area citizens are saying.
It should not happen in any town or city in the